Our New Testament reading today comes from Luke chapter 12, verses 32 through 40 and 41 through 48. Before we read these scriptures, let us pray for illumination. Wonderful God, come into our hearts and our minds, our very souls. Lord, live inside our very bodies, quieting all of the little voices that clamor for our attention that do not belong to you. Lord, help us to listen for your holy word in the reading of these scriptures today and throughout our lives as we belong to Jesus, your Son, in whose name we pray. Amen. Luke chapter 12, verse 32 through 40. And 41 through 48. Jesus is speaking to a lot of people gathered together. And he says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat with him, and he will come and serve them himself. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so ready, blessed are they. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." Peter said, "Lord, are you telling this parable for us or for everyone?" And the Lord said, "Who then is the faithful and prudent manager whom his master will put in charge of his slaves to give them their allowance of food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Truly I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave says to himself, 'Ah, my master is delayed in coming,' and if he begins to beat the other slaves, women and children, men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and in an hour when he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. That slave who knew what his master wanted, but did not prepare himself to do what was wanted, will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. From everyone to whom much has been given, much will be required. And from the one to whom much has been entrusted, even more will be demanded." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What we have here is an opportunity for a fire and brimstone sermon. Yes, Lord. What we have here is a chance to tell the people how crystal clear it is that if you are called, if you have heard the word, then you have no excuse but to walk the walk, to do the right thing, to take very seriously the call of Jesus Christ into his service, that this call requires of each and every one of us tremendous sacrifice, serious commitment, and a profound change in the way we live our lives every single day. All right, can I get an amen? There it is. I think it is very appropriate on this particular day, the day when we are commissioning the new elders, to consider this message that comes to us in our lectionary. After all, these are the men and women who have stood up and who have said, "Yes, Lord, I want to be a leader for you in this place at this time. Yes, Lord, I hear your call to me to this special service for my church. And just for a little while, just a few years, yes, Lord, I want to be closer to you. I want to think carefully about your will. This message is for them, as well as all of us, that it is very real, very serious, and it calls for a stepping up of expectations of yourself. But listen to the good news. God is with you every step. The most rewarding and amazing things happen to people who hear the call and say, yes, I want to know Jesus better. I want to give my gifts to God. Incredible things happen. Life-changing things. Profoundly good things. But of course, you have to place your trust in God. How many here find that easy to do? Trusting God. See, not one hand went up. Oh, I think it is so funny how we Presbyterians especially are so very aware that we are sinners, that we all fall short of the grace of God. I find it so touching that we are humble people who believe that humility is so important. However, humility is a good thing, but the flip side of that is low self-esteem. God does not want you to be beaten, but longs to bring you to the banquet. Trust that God is already moving in you and giving you everything you need to do what is right, to lead the people well. But remember, all of this chapter is entitled, Be Watchful. We must watch for Jesus Christ. That is being faithful. Not only do we get busy and do what must be done, but we must be watchful. How shall we be watchful? Brothers and sisters, God has given you this church, these friends. These are the ones who will help you be watchful. These are the ones who, because you are here, because they know you through church, will reach out to you and say, how has God blessed you? And it will help you. It will remind you where God is in your life and keep you on the straight and narrow path and keep you awake and watching out for the living Christ in your life and in the life of this church, reaching out to one another in confidence that the Lord Jesus Christ has brought us together for some reason to help one another grow closer to God and to serve next to one another in loving God in this weary world. That is how we watch. And there will be no beatings, and there will be no fire and brimstone. Heaven forbid. But there will be great peace. And in the end, a place at the banquet. How did this begin, these scriptures today? Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." That is what God wants to do. Make way for the kingdom, my friends.